In this episode of Political Ideologies, I'll be talking about the conservative principle of human imperfection. Perhaps human imperfection is the most important of all the conservative principles. It stems from the ideas of Thomas Hobbes, a key thinker of the 17th century who was so important to the foundations of conservatism as a political philosophy. Hobbes was a skeptic who was doubtful of human psychological capacities. He viewed them as dependent creatures who were psychologically limited and needed to be controlled by a higher authority. Hobbes explained his theory of human imperfection by talking about what he called the state of nature. This is what society was like way back at the very, very beginning of human existence. So when humans were cavemen, kind of living in nature, at their very kind of raw, almost animalistic element, before kind of civilization had actually properly developed, were humans kind to each other or were they nasty to each other? Now, Hobbes believed that it was a life that was nasty, brutish, and short, that people would constantly fight with each other, that different tribes emerged that would quite happily kind of fight for resources. They wouldn't be working together, and you know, leaders would emerge from those internal struggles. He believed that the world in the state of nature was a really, really scary place to be, and that all humans wanted was to have safety and security in their lives. And because they sought that security, he argued that people were willing to give up aspects of their freedom in order for their own security and for society to have an ordered kind of structure. This means that you could arguably give up your freedom to a leader, a strong leader of some kind who could become a tyrant. But Hobbes argued that an evil ruler was still better than living without any ruler at all, because the state of nature, when there were no kind of leaders or governments, was so nasty. So the Hobbesian view of the world is quite pessimistic, with this idea that humans are imperfect, they are flawed, they're incapable of kind of going beyond that flawed capacity that they have. And there is always the potential for evil in humans. And because of that, it needs to be controlled and kept in check. So how does that translate into conservative political policy? Well, it's the tough stance on law and order, on foreign policy that protects national interests rather than promoting international cooperation and harmony. It's a competitive view of the world, and emphasizing the idea that self-interest is more powerful than altruism, or, you know, kind of looking out for others or doing things for other people. You sacrifice your liberty to be under a strong and successful state that will protect you from all of the dangers of the world that are there. So there are three main ways in which humans are believed to be flawed, and that is psychologically, morally, and intellectually. So to be psychologically flawed means that you are, well, humans in general, are incapable of making correct decisions. They psychologically cannot make those decisions. Morally flawed means that humans are incapable of making decisions that aren't based on selfish greed. And to be intellectually flawed means that humans are incapable of making decisions that are good in any way. They actually don't have the intellectual capacity in order to make those decisions that are good for other people. Now, this links to the conservative principle of tradition, because if you believe that humans are imperfect and humans are flawed, then you have to rely on tradition as the way in which to make decisions, because those traditions have existed based on the kind of experiments, let's say, of all of the generations of ancestors before you. And if you believe that all individual humans are imperfect or incapable of making decisions that are good for society, then you have to rely on tradition. So that should start to make some connections now between these principles. I'm going to bring in the key thinker Michael Oakeshott here, because he believed that essentially the world is just simply too complicated for human beings to grasp fully. There are just too many elements to it that humans will never understand. He said that the political world was boundless and bottomless, almost kind of comparing it to an ocean, let's say. And he was very, very insistent that conservatives need to be very careful about making changes that are not worse than the original problem that they are trying to resolve. So he argued that actually sometimes to do nothing might be more preferable than to do something. He wanted the cure to not be worse than the disease. That's in his own words. I will be talking about neoliberal and new right ideology as one of the strands of conservatism later, but just to start giving you an idea of where that strand actually fits in, you might be thinking that Margaret Thatcher, as a new right conservative, was very radical, did make lots of changes, did break with many, you know, traditional ways of running the economy, for instance. So that is a big kind of division within conservatism about like humans having the ability to rationalize a better way of working. So the new right kind of goes against this idea of human imperfection, because they argue that the imperfections that humans may have are not necessarily so completely awful that changes cannot be made for the better, in what they believe to be the better in their view. And the belief in abstract theories and principles, i.e. economic liberalism or the free market, that is a strong belief in theory that did go against the grain of the previous ideas, let's say, at the time. And so that is an example of an approach that is arguably, perhaps, well, you can argue it both ways, maybe not pragmatic, because a pragmatic decision should supposedly not be based on an abstract theory. But then, knowing the winter of discontent in 1979 that you know about, maybe that it is a pragmatic decision in order to get out of that particular situation at that time. So Hobbes believed that human imperfection was the driver of all political issues in society, that humans had a desire for power after power. It was a primary human urge, and that this needed to be curbed by the state. It is also linked to religious ideas of original sin, in that humans are imperfect inherently. The key point being that crime is not a product of inequality or social disadvantage, but actually is a consequence of human nature in its fundamental form, and that humans will give up parts of their liberty in order to have a strong state, to have the security to avoid a nasty and violent state of nature.